Mr. Vice President, Botswana welcomes the delegation of Niger to the second UPR and thanks them for their comprehensive national report. Since its last UPR, Niger has made significant strides, particularly legislative reforms in the area of human rights. These include the adoption of the 2014-2019 Action Plan of the National Commission to Coordinate the Fight Against Trafficking in Persons, the 2011 Act establishing the Ombudsman, and the 2011 Act establishing regulations of the High Court of Justice. We also note with appreciation the signing of the Declaration of Table Mountain, which abolished the imprisonment of journalists for performing their professional duties. We encourage Niger to fully implement this declaration to ensure the enjoyment of the rights of freedom of opinion and expression by everyone. There are, however, a number of areas that are still lagging behind. This includes violence against women and girls, as well as early and forced marriages, which, according to reports, are amongst the highest in the world. Botswana therefore wishes to make the following two recommendations to Niger. One, strengthen the laws on the protection of the rights of women with a view to effectively address violence against women, including sexual violence and female genital mutilation. Two, ensure full abolition of all forms of alien forced marriages. Finally, we wish the Niger a successful review and adoption of their UPR report. I thank